Is this all because you've recently admitted that you're into sci-fi and now you have to find yourself?
I'm on a quest. A hero's quest.
Yeah? A mythica quest?
Uh-huh.
That is something rattling, you know, when you finally have to come to terms with something. I remember when I had to finally come to terms with the fact that I don't listen to music.
You like, oh, I didn't know what you were going to say, but I was going to be like, what, were you three? Because I feel like you had like all these epiphanies when you were like three. I'm alive. Yeah. Mom, I'm alive. Like,
I was
but
unique.
Then you said one and I was like, ah, okay, then you probably.
Yeah, I was a prodigy. Cool. I was with you when this happened.
Yeah.
We were together. Yeah. When it was just like, I think when we met, I had like two CDs. That. And that doesn't sound like a low amount of CDs in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
But
then
this was like 2000.
Yeah, I don't even think you had a Napster on your computer.
No, I didn't. I didn't. I never did. I remember it was like getting an iPod. I remember getting an iPod for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing about an iPod is that you can have like 10,000 songs. It was like I couldn't even come up with 10 songs to put on my iPod.
Yeah.
It was insane.
We had iPods and neither of us had songs on them.
No.
Like, we both love music, though. Like, I love it. I just can't.
I like the way it makes me feel.
Cultivate a collection of my own.
Yeah, I'm not a music curator.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not like I need this type of music or I need this type of. And maybe I should be better about that. I feel like people are probably better at creating their ambiance throughout the day than I am.
Huh.
Because I'm not using my own music to make a soundtrack.
Do you even have your own Pandora rate station?
What do you mean, like all my hits? Like it's just me, all my freestyles?
No. Like, have you gone on Pandora? Do you even know
what is a Pandora station?
Like, what?
No, I don't. I guess no. I have a couple. I think I have a couple.
Think,
I think if you,
you
go
think
to,
because
I picked, I think a couple. I picked.
Well, you can't pick other people's. You have to create your own.
No,
it has
to
be, say Sydney's mix or Sydney's collection. Yet, like, you name it, you start it, ground up, you built it. You don't have it.
No, I don't think I have one. I haven't even opened Pandora. I don't even know if I have Pandora.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it in so long.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just not a music guy. It is what it is. And it was so hard to come out because people are anti-music people. I'm not anti-music.
No.
But if you don't listen to music, to people who listen to music, you are anti-music.
Yeah.
So, you know, being in this industry, it just like hearing like the rules that people have, like music is a sacred thing.
Yeah.
Not just music, but just the ritual around music where they have those rules where like if you go to the concert of a band, you can't wear the shirt of the band you're going to see.
Really?
I think so. I think you're a dork if you do that.
Probably. If you're wearing the concert t-shirt, you're probably a dork.
Probably. I mean, you just very easily accepted that. Very easily.
No, yeah, I don't know the rules. We don't go to concerts.
We went to, we went to the concert.
Yeah, we did it.
Yeah, the concert. But it was Prince.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
We saw Prince in Dallas, Texas at American Airlines Arena. Come on. Come on.
We did it.
What's better than Prince? Okay. In his prime. Right? I don't know.
His prime? I don't know.
What is? How do you know when Prince's prime is?
He was priming the whole time.
Yeah.
He was priming.
He was straight,
priming up to the day of his death.
Prime. I will prime till I die. I'm going to prime till I die. Yeah, he did it. He primed till he died.
He did.
Man, what a way to go.
Yeah.
He fucking came in his prime. He hit his prime. And then he died in his prime.
He did. Nobody, like, when people make those lists, like, what celebrities are going to die this year, nobody was like Prince.
No.
He was in his prime.
He was in his prime. You get a little Jerry Seinfeld every now and again, if I was describing you as a comedian, right? He was in his prime. He was in his prime. Why do they call it prime? Yeah, I was right before you came into the shed, answered another Be My Eyes call.
Oh, yeah? What did you do this time?
Well, first of all, for all that watching Mythica, The Search for Heroes.
Yeah.
You live with one. I just think you should know that, right?
Okay, tell me your hero's quest.
Okay, here's the deal. I answered the call.
Yep.
I got beat to the punch. Somebody else beat it. But it was like, thank you for being prepared. It was like, it said some hero shit. It was like, another volunteer has answered the call, but thank you for being prepared. I don't know if it said it. That's how I took it. I put on a cape and just closed the app.
What was the request for help?
You don't know.
Oh.
You just gotta be it. You gotta be all in.
Yeah.
You're either in to help the blind or you're not.
What if
they're all in? They're all in sight unseen. You gotta be it. It's sight. You're going in blind.
This is the most.
And I don't like it. I'm going in blind and I don't like it. I want to know what I'm helping this blind person do. I need more information. I need what did they type in? Yeah, so but what were you saying?
I feel like this is the most trusting app like available. Like, this is gonna heal the world in 2018.
Yeah, thank you for saying that about me. Thank you for saying that I'm on top of the it's the best. You could volunteer with an app. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be wearing clothes. I could, just from the head up. You only need to see me from the head up. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not gonna.
Are there any rules to this app? Like, because as a blind person, I imagine I use your services sometimes to say, Sydney, there's something on my back or like behind my ear. I can't see it. Can you look at it? It feels funny. And I imagine as a blind person, you might need somebody to fill that service every once in a while. Are they allowed to ask for that help?
Wait, are you asking? I thought you were first going to ask, like, do you have to be blind? Can I just get help for things? Because sometimes I can't see in my back. Absolutely. Anything sight related. There are no. As far as I'm concerned, I'm all in. Like I said, I'm going in blind, man. I'm it's like Call of Duty Black Ops. You know, I'm ready to do what it takes.
Okay.
So if they need me to look at something weird on their body, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where would you draw the line?
Well, it's going to say no privates, but for a woman, if she needed help, you know, like in the breastfeeding Facebook group, like, people put pictures of their titties up there all the time. Like,
yeah.
It's nipples and like, you know, like, it's like, hey, this looks funny. Like, look at it. It's like a nipple. You know, like, so, you know, when the need is there, you got to meet the need.
Like, you just answer the call and she's like, this is my titty, right? yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
These boobies. I guess you wouldn't draw the line anywhere, huh? You are all in.
I'm all in. That's how you got to volunteer for with an app. when you're volunteering via app, you got to be all in, or you're not volunteering. I mean, what is it? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna say? Like, ugh. You know what I mean? How are you gonna react to it? What could they possibly? I mean, what's the worst thing that they could possibly do?
Show you their butthole.
Butthole. That's it, right? It doesn't get any worse than that.
Yeah.
I've seen buttholes before. I've got the internet. Right? Although I will have to tell them, sorry, I don't know if I've seen enough buttholes to be qualified to let you know about your butthole. I don't know what's supposed to be there, what's not supposed to be there. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm all in.
Yeah, but again, I was blown away by this dog walking app where, like, people, like, on this qualified app, you know, leave them their key, let people in their house to walk their dogs for them while they're away at work. It makes so much sense. It's just, like, it's a little bit shocking to hear the trust that people still put in each other.
Still? What do you mean still? Like, I feel like you said it in a way that they'd be like, after, you know, like, it's like, I'm surprised people still trust each other after Cosby. You know, I mean, Cosby, it was a big blow. It was a big blow to the American psyche after Cosby.
Like, they're doing all this research and stuff on Mr. Rogers. Like, and like, he was like, I feel like he was made out as our last hero. And I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, I keep waiting.
Yeah, we need to just establish a no hero policy. You need to stop searching for heroes. I'm not telling you to stop watching sci-fi, but you gotta stop searching for heroes. We gotta stop searching for heroes. No, I can be your hero. I'm gonna be a cult leader, just me and you and the kids. Yeah, you can't. I mean, heroes are dangerous, man.
Because we're all searching for them, huh?
Yeah, we're all human. We're all these weird human beings who are trying to like figure things out, and it's like the more freedom you get or the more ability to do whatever you want to do, the weirder your life becomes to a certain degree.
Yeah.
So you look at the Cosby deposition, and I'm not even trying to get into all of this, but he admits to having Quaaludes.
Yeah.
He admits to using Quaaludes in a sexual capacity with women.
Yeah.
Dropping Quaaludes, let's get loose, fuck, and sleep for 3 days or whatever.
Yeah.
Quaaludes do.
As a reciprocal, like a. They did it together.
They did it together. And I'm sure there was a time period. There was a time when that was happening. Hey, you want to pop some cues and, you know.
All the rugs were shag.
Yeah. They probably called them lewds. They weren't necessarily great at nicknames in the 70s.
Oh, no?
Nah, it was like, you know, you want to pop some lewds? Yeah, because things needed to be long to sound cool. So you could use that 70s accent.
Yeah.
So, I don't doubt that he was popping lewds with such regularity, and people were so cool with it, with such regularity, that at some point he was like, "I'm not even gonna ask. I'm just popped it, you know, popped it in the glass or like whatever. She'll be into it.
Yeah,
you know, like did that. You do that once and it works, and you're like, oh yeah, I was right. They're into it."
Yeah.
You know? So I don't even think he thinks he did anything wrong.
You don't think so? Has he ever spoke on this?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's in the devil. He uses the Quaaludes. I mean, but it's just like he's Bill Cosby. And I just feel like there's two types of people you can be. You can be, like, very meticulous about the way you use Quaaludes. Right? Or you could have the power that Bill Cosby had, and maybe you just kept pushing the boundary back. The boundary of consent to the Quaalude.
Are you saying that he might not be the monster that he's being made out to be? Or are you not taking, you're not, am I extrapolating you by saying that?
Man, that's, where do you draw that line, right? Like it doesn't, at some point, it doesn't matter how you got there.
Yeah, you're right? There.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not saying that he's not, I'm not saying he's not deserving of the label of America's monster dad. He's monster dad. Woo! The monster dad. He's monster dad. That's funny. Monster dad. He's America's monster. That sounds like a Bill Cosby movie.
Yeah, it does.
He's monster dad. Woo! I could see him doing the dance.
Oh, yeah.
He's monster dad. And you're all, I mean, anybody who's listening to that right there, they're doing the exact same dance I was just doing and that Bill Cosby would do. But no, so yeah, I'm not trying to draw that distinction. That would be ridiculous.
Okay.
That would be ridiculous because like you know, like we just established at some point you're there. When you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
You know. But at the same time, I kinda am saying that he's not the monster people are making him out to be. Because it's like people are extrapolating this to be like a worse monster, like a monster. Like he's
right.
Like this.
Well, I mean, we broke it down like how the Turpins became the Turpins, right? Like you don't wake up one day and say, I want to be a person that other people look at and say, oh my God, they're abusing their children. Like, I don't think
they're chaining their children to the beds
and not giving them pie.
Yeah, not giving them pie. All sorts of pie, apple pie, pumpkin pie. They would get all sorts. They would.
Like, like you said, it is an evolution, right? To become to these people. I mean, even like when you, there's all those serial killer shows now on Netflix that you can watch, and they all lay out like how these people got to like actually killing somebody and doing the crazy thing. Like, you know, they talk about like what, you know, what they were thinking the day before, 10 days before. And, you know, like, So, I mean, there is a path that you have to take to
a
get
pathology. There. I don't know if that's how you use that word. Don't quote me on that. Mm-hmm. No, but there absolutely is. I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's weird right now. Everything's weird right now because, so we look at, okay, so how about this? When we have people citing multiple different types of the same thing, right? So, like, just shorten it. Bill Clinton's accused of raping all sorts of bitches.
Right.
Right?
Right.
One, like raping chicks. Not, you know, like, abusing his, not Weinsteining. Weinsteining? Harvey Weinstein?
Oh, he raped people.
He raped?
You don't push people down against walls and stick your dick in their mouth and not get called a rapist.
But did the person get the part? I mean, that's kind of like, right?
No, I mean, there were people that said they ran out of his room naked and stuff, like to get away from him. Like
naked?
I don't know. Like.
Okay, whatever. But I feel like, Bill Clinton, like, actually, like.
I guess I've never really heard that. Like, I know he has a lot of accusers.
Yeah, because people keep trying to compare, like, people keep trying to make it a racial thing between why Harvey Weinstein's not in Weinstein, whatever, why Harvey W, why Big Dub, why he's not in prison and Bill Cosby is, and they keep trying to make it a racist thing. Yeah, because he didn't do this. It's not the same thing. He abused his position at a job to coerce blowjobs.
Yeah.
Like, and Bill Cosby was drugging and sexing chicks.
Yeah.
You know, like, if we're looking at these things legally, you know, they're very different. If we look at these things ethically, I think they're also very different, if we're being honest.
Yeah, well, that's a weird reason, a weird concept that people don't want to have that conversation. Like it's like...
We're having it!
like, people don't get nuance into it, like, that, you know, it's like, it's so, I don't know, it's so over and out done. Like, it feels like you can't discuss it because you're going to get accused of victim blaming, right? Like, but it's like, you don't have to be looking for blame to talk about these things. Like, you should, you know, as a country, we should talk about them more, but not to find blame.
Yeah, I don't identify as a liberal, so I don't walk on those eggshells that you walk on. I say what I want. I say what I want. But, you know, but it would suck. Like, this whole, I mean, it's all just like nobody's ever looking at this. People keep asking the question, why would a woman want to lie about something like that? Why would a woman want to get this, have all this happen to her? Mm-hmm. Well, can we talk about that, honestly, mm-hmm. for a second, please? Because I'm not saying that any woman, and like, more specifically, I'm not saying the woman in the Kavanaugh case is lying.
Okay.
Right? But this has been drumming up the accusation, victim blaming conversation more than anything in most recent history.
Right.
So can we be honest about, like, why a woman would lie about this? Like, why a woman would want all of this attention? Like, can we be honest about the fact that there is a victim reward, like, beyond even this current narrative of the way the social justice narrative? I think there is, like, this put upon woman narrative that is something to be achieved in female communities.
Well, I was gonna start with, I think if you said, why would a person do this, you might get a lot more traction.
Yeah, but people are saying, why would a woman? And I don't think a woman and a man would lie for the same reasons.
A gay man.
Why you gotta make him gay? What do you got against gay men? Why are you trying to throw gay men under the bus? This is the same thing. This is the same thing when people are like, you know, black people keep getting shot by the cops. And then people say, well, black people are shooting each other at an exorbitant rate. Yeah, so it's like, women be lying about getting raped. And you're like, well, gay men be lying about getting raped too. What about that? Nobody be bringing that up. So you think a gay man and a woman lie for the same reason? I don't even think that's the case.
Well, I was saying a person would get attention from it. A person, like sometimes that's enough for a person. Like you, I think you could stop there.
Again, I feel like it. I mean, why deny that women and men have different motivations though?
You don't have to deny that.
And because I think, because you just said it a minute ago, you were complaining about the fact that we're not having nuanced enough conversations. Now we're getting to a hard conversation and you want to throw out nuance right now because why again?
Because I don't like hearing you categorize a woman as pulling off a stunt like this, like it's only a woman would do.
Man, we both know women can't pull stunts. You never seen a woman do a stunt? It's Evel Knievel, not Evelette.
I'm not.
Come on, when have you ever seen me cat? Like, it's not about. But there are certain crimes that women pull, certain crimes that men pull. That's just the way it is.
Yeah,
you know, like
the astronaut that wore the diaper to see her boyfriend. That was a woman move.
That was a woman move. Yeah. That's a person move, in my opinion.
The diaper move. Okay.
Like she went to go kill somebody. She drove all the way across country. She wore an astronaut diaper, so she didn't have to stop.
She wore an astronaut diaper. She was an astronaut. She had got diapers.
Wait, it wasn't an astronaut diaper? No. She was just shitting in a normal diaper? She was like shitting in like a Depends.
Yeah, she like went to a store like a Walgreens and bought some.
Oh, I thought she had some like, government-issued diaper.
No, she just was an astronaut.
Was she at least using like an astronaut technique of shitting?
I cannot comment on that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Whatever. All right. Man. That makes
Wait, I have a question for you. What is an astronaut diaper?
One that allows you to shit in it. Going long distances. Like at the very least.
And then does what? Like what does it what do you mean allows you to?
You get like three shits. Right? You get three shits before you have to.
But is this the technology that you don't quite understand, so you can't explain it though? Because only astronauts understand.
Well, because it doesn't exist now. It's now it's just science fiction. Before, if you would have asked me how astronaut diapers work before we started this podcast, I would have broken. I would have went to the whiteboard and started drawing pictures. Well, let's answer. Come on, Doug. Come on, you're an engineer. You should know this. This is where you poop. I mean, I don't want to be crass or anything, but this is where your butthole goes. Yeah.
So that's a person move. A person would wear astronaut diapers.
A man would wear astronaut diapers. That sounds cool. I would do that.
Was she planning to kill somebody, or is that just a side effect of what happened when she got there?
She took a gun with her, right?
I don't know much about
the story. Yeah. I mean, I feel like the whole world focused on the diaper. It was really hard to get past the diaper.
We're really mature.
Yeah, we were at a different time. It was a different time then. Man. And now we're in the era of fake news. We were getting good, real news that we weren't even appreciating it.
We weren't.
Good Lord. How terrible. How wasteful we were with our good news years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's all the hero stuff that I really had. I mean, I don't know. You're the one searching for heroes. Yeah. What are you finding?
What am I finding?
Yeah.
It's hard to find a hero, man. I was thinking, is it like we know too much about people now? Like, you know everybody's political views and stuff? Like, there's a time you didn't know that. You know, like, you don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, now you know every, like, because even if somebody's not talking to you about it personally, like, you see it on Facebook. Like, you know it.
That's why things are going to have to get way more nuanced.
It is. It's got to get real.
Yeah,
because
we're going to, yeah, it's going to be different. Not because it's, you know, at some point it's going to be like, who didn't show a genital? You know, who you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's, and that's, and this is another hard conversation we have to have. It's like, we have to stop with the, oh, me recounting my crime is living through it again. It's like, I get it. That's tough, but that's part of it.
Yeah.
Like, we have to accept that that's part of it. And we can't make this an emotional thing. I feel like, and that's what people are, that's why people are so divided on this. It's because, like, women are upset that they don't feel like men identify with the emotional trauma of a rape situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably the case.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
Right? But here's the deal. If you want justice for it, you have to report it. And if you report it, you have to tell the story. You have to give details and evidence. This is how crimes are reported.
Right.
It sucks. But there's no crime that's exempt from that process. There can't be.
Right.
Like it's and they're all hard.
What is that? Is that a rallying cry of women right now, though? Like, oh, I don't.
I don't know
about these because I didn't want to say it because I'm traumatized.
Well, it's the people like people who are. I think everything's so polarized right now where it's like, if you're not ready to be like, just based off accusations alone, Kavanaugh should get death penalty.
Yeah.
You know, where, first of all, like, let's talk about the allegations. Like, he, according to her, pinned her down.
Pushed her in a room. Followed her upstairs with his friend.
With his friend, which she was, I don't even know if she was aware that she was being followed. She was going to the bathroom. She was going to the bathroom. So none of that counts. It only counts from the moment she got pushed into the room.
Why doesn't it count?
She didn't feel followed. She more had it sprung on her. Do you know what I mean?
But you still go back and you're like, oh my God, I was being, or like.
But maybe she wasn't followed. Do you know? Maybe they jumped out and pushed her in a room.
Okay.
Right? That's why you might have said
they followed me up the stairs. I just really pictured it. Like all right. That.
So at the very least, we can agree that we both know that she was pushed into a room. Pushed onto a bed.
Onto a bed.
Groped. An attempt at taking her clothes off.
When she screamed for help, her mouth was covered.
Covered her mouth. And then she got up and got out.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That is what he can be.
He grinded.
Now, if he, in fact, is the person that did this, let's say the crime did happen, I think it's debatable over whether or not it was Kavanaugh. I think that's the issue, right? Nobody's saying it didn't happen to her. What they're saying is it wasn't Kavanaugh.
Right.
Right. So let's just say this did happen to her. Let's just say it did happen to her. Right. A person can only be tried on what he accomplished. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, can you call it attempted rape?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just sexual assault. I think sexual assault and rape are different. In our legal system.
Well, I mean, it is. I looked it up. And all it's right, like.
Bring us your facts, man.
Yeah. Because groping. Remember we were trying to decide whether or not groping was sexual assault?
It is.
Because it doesn't have to be penetration for it to be sexual assault.
Right.
But then it becomes rape.
Penetration. Yeah.
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 So.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. I agree with the law. Okay. Nobody's denying the law right there. Okay. But when we're trying this person, let's just say we found the person who was guilty of it. When we're trying him, he can only be charged for. But I feel like the world would want him charged for what could have possibly been the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like the worst possible scenario. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I feel I don't even know why I'm making this point. It just seems like people are crazy right now and people are just like finding different ways to vindicate being out for blood.
You want to know who I want to fight this week?
Yeah.
So.
Is that why you were so eager to do a podcast tonight? You had somebody you wanted to fight?
No, I just thought of this. And I want to have I wrote a text today to ask some of my liberal friends. I was going to ask them this question. And then I was like, I can't, I don't even know if I can do this. And I know, but I know you're going to agree with me. So but I want somebody to disagree with me.
Okay.
So there's this Facebook post that's going around right now that is about, it's written by the first male to minor in women's studies. He's a teacher at Harvard or a, went to Harvard or something, and he wrote this post.
I just need people to know that I am rolling my eyes with everything in my soul. As soon as she said the first male to minor in women's studies, it just felt gross.
Okay.
But
keep that opinion to yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
It's so gross.
He wrote this post, and he said to his classroom, he says, "Tell me all the things that you do throughout the day to keep yourself safe or keep yourself from being assaulted." And guys were like, nothing. And women give this whole list. And like, it's comparing those two lists to like, that's eye opening, right?
Yeah.
It's eye opening. But I can't like, so even if we like go down that line of thought, right? And you're going to clean up, like somehow like the social justice movement is going to clean up and correct poor male instincts that lead them to rape. Like, we're going to fix it, right? We're going to fix it and make men not want to rape women. Like, whatever in our society is teaching is the toxic masculinity, right? But there's still going to be a crazy whack job out there. Like, you can't save all humans. There's whack jobs out there. So you still have to keep yourself safe. So no matter how many people you turn, like the world isn't going to be this safe place where women don't, that you shouldn't have to protect yourself.
Yeah, and first of all, it's not a safe place where men shouldn't have to protect themselves. So all of those men that said nothing,
yeah,
they're dead.
Yeah, I don't
they're
know.
Probably like, dead right now.
Yeah.
Like, come on, you got to be out there. You got to have things that, like, you're not worried about protecting yourself, guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, it's like, that's a person who's a coward. If a person's not prepared to protect himself, he's not prepared to protect somebody who would need it.
Look, but I've seen women that are very smart, that are black belts in jiu-jitsu sharing this post. She's prepared to protect herself. Why does she not think that people should be prepared in the world?
It doesn't make any sense.
Somebody asked her on her post, like, do you feel differently being out there knowing that you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu? And she's like, well, you know, I can't fully say because I don't know what it would be like to not be, you know, like what? Myself. But
yeah, wait. First of all, that's a fucking lie. You don't get a black belt overnight.
She said, but you know that if you have that, you carry yourself with a different set of confidence. And, you know, I can't say how that interacts with other people. And it's
yes,
taught me to
can.
Trust my instincts. Jiu-jitsu has taught her to trust her instincts in life and like her gut feeling. And
because anything that she says about anything she would say, honestly, would be counter to the point that post is trying to make.
Yeah.
Because the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Not the answer is yes. The answer is you feel like you can protect yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you're walking through Earth with confidence. Why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have confidence that come on, none of this makes sense. So anyway, I'm sorry.
So what I'm going to do is fight everybody that's sharing that post.
All the black belts?
Well, that's the one. I'll fight her last.
Yeah, okay. You might want to fight her. You might want to fight her first.
Actually, I've seen other multiple jiu-jitsu girls post this too.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I didn't realize that there were black belts in jiu-jitsu sharing this when I decided to fight these people.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to fight them, but I'm going to jump out of the bushes and scare all of them really bad.
All right, but don't. Get in grabbing distance.
Okay.
To stay out of arm's reach.
Okay. I don't know. I guess I'm not fighting them.
I tell you, since you're in the spirit of fighting women, I'll pick a woman to fight. Now, that video you sent me of the man losing the fight to the woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hated that video.
You hated that video?
Oh, that video was gross. It was so fake. And the fact that people were peddling it as, see, this is why men and women should be allowed to fight each other is gross. Actually, I want to fight I'm going to fight the women that post that.
All right, they were jiu-jitsu people too. I don't know what belt they were.
I said fight. I didn't say jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay. Oh,
just jab her face off.
And I think, I don't know where. Yeah, okay.
Listen, I want to feel confident about this. All right, I'll pick a new person to fight.
I feel like I have to pick a new person to fight.
Yeah.
Can I fight the teacher that started that post?
Ooh, teachers. Yeah. Those are good people to fight. They can't fight.
You spend too much time getting smart.
Yeah, I mean, goodness gracious. Yeah, I should have a person to fight. I mean, I got it in me. I feel like I got the eye of the tiger in me. It's back. I feel back. We're back. Mm-hmm. This is it. This is we're back. We haven't podcasted for a while.
Right.
I almost want to fight the version of us that weren't podcasting. This was fun.
Okay.
This was fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you have a good time? What did you feel? You turned weird on me just now. What happened?
Oh, because I'm just nervous. Like I told you, I was going to text that question to somebody and ask it.
Wait, what was the question?
Like, how women can support this Facebook post? Like, how?
Oh, do you feel like you're turning conservative? Is that what's happening? You feel like my conservativeness is rubbing off on you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Because, like, this one is really clear to me. Like, I don't relate to it.
Yeah. And that's what happens. That's the first thing that happens is the one thing that is crystal clear to you. And then you're like, wait a second. No, hold on.
Yeah.
You know, and then it just like you start looking at everything differently.
Well, now I'm worried like my liberal friend, well, they won't even, will they still be my friend if I'm a conservative?
You can kick all their asses, of course. you're out there protecting them. You're way safer than a fucking dude with a minor in women's studies or whatever that dumbass minor is. I don't know. I was hanging out with a group of women that you sent me out to hang out with.
Yeah.
And like a guy came and hang out with them. You know, he was a dad. Uh-huh. He had two daughters.
Oh yeah, they told me somebody else from school.
Yeah, and he felt like a dad with two daughters, man.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, he was sensitive, I would say.
Yeah, were your two daughters sitting on your lap, or they're playing at that time?
I mean, they were back and forth, but you know, they get man-dadded. You know what I mean? I am a dad. I am a man. This is how I parent.
Yeah. Well, you know? To be a man dad, if you want people to support you, you need to stand them up in front of the mirror and have them recite affirmations. The world loves that.
Oh, that Tyrese Hurst shit?
Oh, there's more of that. There's lots of them.
Is it like white people too or just black people? Is this just a black thing?
No, it's like a black dad doing it to adorable little girl.
It's like, and it's like, that's the shit that bothers me about society, right? Because watch what I show you just now.
Okay.
So we want to say that everything's racist. We want to say that everything that happens in the black community is a problem from the white man, right? That's what people are saying. Yeah. That's what the liberals would even say, right? Yet, we know as well that the culture itself is so bad that getting a black girl to look into the mirror and say positive things is huge. It's like, oh my God, that could probably help them. It's like, how can you acknowledge both things? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like, come on, we gotta open our eyes up here.
Well, it's also that, like, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. You can just cut this off before I say some racist shit.
You got black kids. You can say whatever you want.
I also feel like it's so shocking to see a cute little black girl being respectful and sweet versus being, like, having all this attitude at McDonald's at you. And people are like, oh, my God. Like, she's adorable. She's, like, the girl, the kids on these videos are always so cute.
The sassy, the kids, like, the sassy girls.
They're a little sassy, but they're sweet. And you're just like, oh, that's the beautiful part.
Yeah. And that shit ain't cute. Stop telling your kids that's cute. The kid throwing tantrums at McDonald's. Oh, she talking like she grown. Yeah. That is not cute. Number one. Number two, she's talking like she you. She is not talking like she's, because you don't even talk like you grown.
Yeah.
You know, you talk like a sassy kid in McDonald's raising kids in McDonald's being sassy. I feel you. It's but yet everything's racist. Everything is, it's like, dude, I don't know what is getting aired of, like, me talking about how I've been bullied about this, you know. We did a podcast that probably isn't going to make it. I don't know if we'll talk about it. But, like, in the process of that, like, because I'm only going to address this one thing, because I just got to a point where I started feeling sorry for the people that were battling against me, because he goes, you make it seem like none of it's racism in the white man, and it's all black people's fault. And honestly, it's a little bit of both. I say, okay, you spent a better part of 2 or 3 days being very clear about what you think the white person's hand is in the plight of the black human in America, right? So now you tell me, what are black people doing? What are black people's responsibility in this? What are we doing?
Yeah.
He's black, right?
Yeah.
He answered, that's too complicated for me to answer. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You just said it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And you can only see how it can only validly be the white man and racism.
That's how it is with everything, right? It's all or nothing. Like you were saying, you're not allowed to be like he should go to jail, and you know, for, you know, like, it's like all or nothing. Everything.
It's wild. It's wild that people think like that.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
It's crazy because like these people that I'm arguing with, they're all boxers and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's cordial.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, I mean, they're saying whatever. I'm not even, dude, because it's like the shit they're saying to me is absurd. It's absurd. And then it's like, oh, well, I can't answer that. That's complicated. You want to call me a coon, an Uncle Tom, a fucking this, a fucking that, but then you can't tell me one thing that black people are doing that are causing black people to be in the position they're in. You can't, not one, then we're done.
Yeah.
I stopped at that point.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, if you're not looking at anything,
you're
not looking at anything, you're not trying to see what you can do to change your own circumstances.
Yeah.
Like, good Lord, that's sad.
Because you should at least be helping your neighborhood, right? Like, you should at least be doing, like, if you are this passionate about something, you have to be trying to make
I don't want, right? Let's close out with something different. I don't want to talk about, because it's like, we can't now, because of the way we framed it, we can't not talk about this now without talking about the people involved in, like, I can't see it, and I can't see it outside of that now.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, good Lord, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about them. You know what I mean? It's like, ugh. If you don't like my opinion, stop asking for it. So, oh, here's what we can get out of here on. Here's who I would fight. Kyrie Irving.
Why is that?
Because remember when he came out and was like, the earth is flat, duh, look it up, right? Now he's like, I wish I never said that.
Why do you want to fight him for that?
I don't like the backtrack, dog. You gotta,
like, you can't make him be a flat earther for life.
Even if he never thought the earth was flat to begin with.
Yeah.
You gotta ride that till you die.
No, just
because
you don't.
Just because of the way people acted when you said it. Just because how disrespectful people were. Dude, accept that the earth is round and never tell people you do.
No, you have to be able to change your mind and rehabilitate yourself.
That's it. That deserved the rehabilitation.
That was rehabilitation. If you were out here telling the world is flat, you need rehabilitation.
All right. Here's the deal. Kyrie Irving, I'm going to fuck you up.